that are on the call and on this broadcast, and we give honor to each and every one. If you could turn your Bibles to a familiar book of the Bible, which is the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, I want you to turn to chapter 19, the book of Exodus, chapter 19. We're going to be looking at verses 3 through 8. Again, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version, and it is on the screen, so you can follow along if you don't have your Bibles accessible. Exodus chapter 19, starting with verse number 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy and inspired word. If I could just speak just for a few moments for your hearing, I would like to tag this text as treasured possessions. Treasured possessions. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would allow the voice of the Lord and the Spirit of God to fall fresh on each and every one of us. Lord, manifest your word in our spirits so that we might be doers, not just hearers. Father God, Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would decrease this man before you and increase the Spirit of the living God. Move like you have never moved before. Let us know how you really feel about us, Father God. And then, Lord, let us be doers. Let us partake the things that you have commanded us, and let us be diligent right now, even today, through all that we are going through, Lord, to let people know how special you are to us and we are to you. So, Father God, as this word goes forth, let it do what it was intended to do, and that is to save a sinner, strengthen a saint, heal, deliver, and set free. That is our prayer in the mighty, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And the church said, amen. Amen. Again, I want to preach from the subject, treasured possessions. Amen. Beloved, our nation is complaining loudly about the situations we find ourselves in today. But even while we are busy complaining, we choose to do nothing to get out of those situations. And the question before us is, why is that? Why do we complain so often but never trying to do anything about it? Why we are not our best rescue. We do that because no matter how we might hate where we are, something that is known to us is always more comfortable than something that is unknown to us. I know I'm right about it, and when we do something different that takes us from what we know into an area we do not know. Today, I want to take you on a journey through the book of Exodus, and along this journey, we will see where the prophecy that God gave came true exactly as it was foretold. We will see how God entered into the daily lives of his people and walked with them daily, giving them step-by-step instructions on what to do next. You will see how he rescued Moses from certain death several times. And in this book of Exodus, you will see how God rescued the Hebrew nation from their captors. Now, before I go into this text, first and foremost, you need to understand what the word Exodus means. It means to exit from or to depart from. And woven in this book of Exodus, you will see how God and his infinite love continues to show mercy for us even though we continue to sin against him. In chapter 19 of our text this morning, God told Moses to go up to the mountain so that he could give the Israelites a covenant. A covenant is an agreement or a pledge between two parties to commit themselves to each other. And God wanted to commit himself to the Israelites as his very own treasured possession. This is his new covenant to the nation of Israel after they had been liberated from the bondage of Egypt. And they will become God's own people. And God will bless them fully if they submit themselves to God. God will take authority over them from now on. God promised to take care of them and to make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation separate from all the kingdoms of the world. Israel will now be a covenant relationship with God. And isn't that just like us right here and now that we're dealing with during this pandemic and situations that we have got through and we see God's handiwork? We need to understand that God is not leaving us or forsaking us. God is still working on our behalf. God is still moving forward and taking us to higher heights and better betters. But what we have to do is we got to stop doing the things that gets him upset and gets him angry, because sin is not something that God is going to condone. And even when we think that we're not doing some of the things in regards to the Ten Commandments, sin is still sin. When we don't operate the way God has called us to operate, when we don't heed to his commandments, when we don't do the things that he has called us to do, which is to go ye therefore and tell somebody, God is not pleased. That's why I realized that even during this pandemic, God had to shut down a whole lot of situations and a whole lot of things that was going on to let us realize and understand that God is still God. When Moses received all of these words in chapter 19, and God gave him step-by-step instructions on what he should convey to the people of Israel, he let them know that when he came down the mountain, he told the people all that God had said. And when the people heard what was said, they were excited and responded by declaring their allegiance to God's word. And if I could stick a pen and make a point, I want you to realize that God's word has always been true, and God has never lied, and he's always kept his promises. So why not us continue to hold on to the words of the master and do what he has called us to do? This is the best blueprint that we could ever have. This is the best instructional manual that we could ever have. Why not heed to his words? They accepted the covenant fully, and they consecrated themselves to God. And God pledged to commit himself to the people. He called them treasured possessions if they would just obey fully and keep the covenant. And even if the whole earth is owned by God, yet these people are special to him. And I need us to understand that God still considers us special. And God wants to do all that he can do on behalf of his people. But he has a reciprocation that has to be conveyed. And we have to do our part. They will become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. This is the same thing that Peter told the Christians that had been scattered in the various regions of the Roman Empire. There was an intense persecution of Christians. And that's what's happening at that time. And if you would just think about it, it's going on even right now. They were rejected and despised by society, and considered as strangers and exiled of this world. But Peter told them in 2 and 9, that they are special people before God. He says specifically that they are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. God specializes in his people, and God has called us special possessions that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful and marvelous light. So, regardless of how this world may look at you, regardless of how people may demonize you. People talking about you and gossiping about you. I need you to understand that what matters more is what God thinks of you. Man can't put you in heaven, nor can he put you in hell. So why should you worry about what people say about you? You should be worried about what God thinks about you, because you belong to God and you have a purpose on this earth. This is who we are, and this is our destiny. We are God's treasured possession. Do you have something that you consider a treasure? Maybe it's a piece of jewelry, or a car you inherited from your mother or your father. Maybe you have treasured an old photograph, or even an old book that has some sentimental value. Maybe it's your smartphone that you have that you consider a very expensive commodity. For others, it might be stocks and bonds. It might be houses and lots. Or it might be even your bank account. The word possession means that you own it, or you control what you have, or it's something that you hold on to that is very precious more than anything else. But I'm here to let you know that the most treasured possession in this world are the people in your life, people that you care and love. To me, my wife and my children and my grandchildren are my most treasured possessions. They are the people that I will protect. They are the people that I will guard. They have a value in my life, and I will pray for them and love them dearly. In the same manner, that's how God is instructing us in this text. God is letting us know that we are his treasured possession. And even though he owns all the mountains and the valleys in this world, I need you to understand that these don't mean nothing to God, because we are his treasured possessions and he loves us the most. We are his treasured possessions by virtue of our relationship with him. We are the center of his attention. Wherever he looks and wherever he goes, he will always think about us. He loves us so much, and he wants the best for all of us. There is something that we miss when we walk in this daily life called living. We find out that we are special people before God, but sometimes we allow the situations in this world and the life changes that goes on daily in our lives. But I'm here to let you know that he showers us with his blessings every single day and every single moment, even in the midst of the chaos and the disaster happening around us. It says that he will keep his eye on the most important, crucial facts. And I need you to hear this loud and clear, that he's keeping his eye on each and every one of us. This is truth, gives us the confidence and the courage and the determination every single day. Sometimes I get weary, and sometimes I get a little burdened, but I'm here to let you know when the prayers go up, the blessings come on down. I'm grateful to God that he still has his eye on the prize, and the eye that he has on the prize is each and every one of us as we walk with him and we talk with him, and he guides us along the way. Our doubts and our fears and even our apprehension will be gone because of this single truth. And my prayer for you, beloved, is that we would always cherish this truth for the rest of our lives. We need to remember that we have a responsibility and an obligation to fulfill some of the things that can maintain our position of significance before God. We must be obedient to his commandments. Obedience is the key for God. Treasured possessions is something that we must fully, absolutely, completely, and without any reservation. Obedience helps us to maintain our Christian identity and central to our spiritual growth. Surrendering before God and submitting ourselves to God's will, we must follow his way, because life works a whole lot better
when he loves us more, we must pray that we are on his side. I don't know about you, but I'm leaning on the Lord's side, because I am and you are his special possession, and obeying his word will make us prosperous, and relationship will get deeper and deeper with God, alive in faith and becoming active and a dynamic Christian. I'm letting you know right now that if we would turn our lives to the care of God, if we would lean and depend on him, if we would keep our hands in the master's hand, no matter what might go on, no matter what your money troubles is, no matter if you're skeptical about this pandemic, no matter if you hear the government saying this or that, I'm going to rely on God, because he's my trusted companion, because I am a treasured special possession, and I'm going to lean and depend on him. God is telling us right here and now that no matter what you're going through, no matter what has happened, no matter your questions, God has the answer. Jesus is the answer for this world today. And I need you to realize that if you continue to be faithful to God and you continue to be obedient to his word, you will come out like pure gold. You will come out with joy, unspeakable joy. You will go through this journey knowing that regardless of what might happen, God is still able. See, God not only told us that we are his special possession, his treasured possession, the one he cares and loves, he demonstrated it. He demonstrated it when he died on Calvary's cross. He didn't worry about the naysayers. He didn't worry about the critics. He didn't worry about the gossipers. He had a mission, and his mission was to die on Calvary for you and I. Aren't you glad that God considers you so special that he'd be willing to die for you? The doors of the church are open. I want you to realize today